Hi, my name is Minnie Naylor and I'm interviewing Edith Narak from Barrow. I think today we are going to talk about Eskimo dancing and maybe a little stuff about tough situations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So what is your favorite Eskimo dance?
My favorite Eskimo dance? Fun dancing? Uh-huh. The one that my uncles and my cousins from Kaktovik, I think it's originally from over there.
Mm-hmm.
A fun dance, one of the fun dance, and there's one from Barrow. You know, it's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite song too. I go down there automatically when I hear that.
Yeah. You know the name? No?
Mm-mm. No. No. I could hear. I could recognize it when they start singing it.
Can you sing it a little?
No.
You almost
I almost did, yeah.
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 Okay.
You have to be in the mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of. You can't do it. That's why they practice before they have dances. I remember being involved in Eskimo dancing for a long time. It was so good.
When did you learn to dance?
In the early 70s, when I first got married, joined the Eskimo dance group.
Mm.
And learned some motion dances.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Ernest Franklin was there and he taught us some point hook motion dances. That's why I know some of the point hook motion dances.
Who taught you how to dance? I just asked you that. No? No, yeah.
The main people, I remember the members.
Members?
Pete Swalik and his wife Isa.
How do you spell it?
Isa Suvalik, S-O-V-A-L-I-K,
mm-hmm.
Suvalik. He was the president of that dance group at that time, and Isa Suvalik. And of course, Vincent and Rhoda Narayak, who are my parents, Vincent and Rhoda Narayak, and Claiborne, C-L-A-Y-B-O-R-N-E, Claiborne, Tunick, T-U-N-I-K, Claiborne Tunick, and Tukuk. Robert Okpeha, O-K-P-E-A-H-A, took up. Robert Okpeha. And there was Twirant, Mabel Kalek, K-A-L-E-A-K, and Ikaren, who was Josephine Ita, I-T-T-A, Ikarin. Martha Aiken, Robert and Martha Aiken. But when I was a member, they were not involved.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first started dancing, Brenda Ita was there, who was April Upton, our age group, Arnold Brower Jr., and I think Dorcas Thompson. I remember coming there with them and And I remember making these beautiful, long, different colored corduroy jackets with different ruffs, some with red fox.
Articles or?
No,
just jackets.
Jackets, like pink, green. I remember they were long and we made them for a special occasion, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Joining the group with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned how to dance some motion dances with that group of people. It was good. That was the first time I started learning.
What was the first dance?
They call it, what do they call that? That one, the one I danced with the Inuit girls when they were doing. The duck walk, yeah. I knew the original way. The duck walk. And there were others.
Pretty girl?
Not the pretty girl. There were, I'm trying to think. It's been so long ago, like
mm-hmm.
40, 30 mm-hmm. years ago. 35, 36 years ago. 35 years ago. So, and I've been in that group for a while, for a long time, till mm-hmm. after. Till after I separated from my ex-husband, that's when I quit.
Did you think Russell's gonna come up and help you?
Tuesday?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to ask him.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
So you have a drummer?
Uh-huh, yeah, and dance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this universal dance. Taught it to the kids in India. When I went to India and went to this kid's school. That one. Everybody knows that. Even 3-year-old kids know that.
Igloo.
Know that. What's the name of it?
Igloo.
Igloo? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
They're building an igloo?
Oh. Oh.
You get your cue. How do you start? Do you have any embarrassing dancing stories?
Embarrassing?
Yeah. Where you forgot a move or
Not embarrassing.
Or silly ones, or?
Not silly ones, but that's why I encourage young people to quit smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, that's when pot was really popular,
mm-hmm.
70s and 80s, and that took away the spirit of dancing from me.
Mm.
It was really bad. I used to be the smartest secretary.
Mm-hmm.
I knew phone numbers. I knew addresses right then and there. I had a really good memory,
mm-hmm.
excellent memory, until I started messing with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that's what caused, not so much as the marijuana, but the domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
that was,
yeah.
involved in our marriage.
When's your favorite time to dance?
Favorite time to dance?
There's no time of the year where you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna go Eskimo dancing or.
Galukata?
Mm-hmm.
After the blanket toss,
mm-hmm.
and right after the feast,
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving feast, right after Christmas, Christmas feast, or somebody said, oh, they're gonna have a dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a favorite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love to dance.
Is there any dances that were really hard for you to learn?
Hard for me to learn?
Mm-hmm. That took a while.
For me to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you pick it up and you learn, and the only way that you can keep learning and keep it in your mind is,
mm-hmm.
to keep a clear head,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'll continue to say that because I personally experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
In order to go back to your dances, you need to be sober.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be centered. There's no room for alcohol or drugs. That's the only way that you can get back. And it helps you maintain your sobriety, and common sense. You don't want to wake up throwing up with a hangover. And, you know, that was what I was living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you deal with tough situations?
I pray.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I learned how to let go, because I was always trying to fix everybody's life.
Yeah.
My kids' life, my brother's life, my sister's life. I tried to fix them. And I remember when I first sobered up and I was yelling, you don't drink, you don't
mm-hmm.
smoke pot, and that was the worst kind of way of trying to
mm-hmm.
get them away from
mm-hmm.
drinking and taking care of their kids. And I learned to get out of a tough situation, like what I did. I completely quit listening to people who were trying to encourage me back to the domestic violent
mm-hmm.
relationship, domestic violent
mm-hmm.
marriage. And I was that kind of person who listened
mm-hmm.
to my aunt, who
mm-hmm.
listened to my sister, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a cotton in my ear and, okay, go live with him.
Mm-hmm.
See how he is. They thought he was the most wonderful guy in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
Behind closed doors, it was all domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
spiritual and psychological abuse. So. Getting out of a tough situation like that, you need, that's what I did personally.
Mm-hmm.
I shut my ears, and I needed to take care of Ida.
Mm-hmm.
I had to become healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't happy the way that I was living in a domestic violent marriage.
That's really strong of you to tell people this, because sometimes it's really hard for people to share their stories, so I'm proud for you to open up, because that's, most people can't open up about their domestic violent relationships. Like some of my friends,
it's at the time when you're in that domestic violent relationship, you don't want anybody to know. I remember putting on makeup. I don't want anybody to know that. It's my private life. I try to be happy, try to keep a happy disposition, and pretty soon people start seeing, I guess, the effect it was having on me. And I remember one Christmas my brother gave my ex-husband, who we were still married, ex-husband, towel and a wash rag, and he said, clean up your act. For Christmas present, a towel and a... I think he got the message, but they themselves, nowadays, I think it's time that they themselves have to get out of the home. Not the whole family, not the mother or the children, but abuser has to get out of the house. Because at that time, the mother and the child run away and end up in the... I was very glad I ended up in the shelter. That's when I learned about the cycle of violence. I never knew, you know. I thought I would change him. But he has to...
And then he'll try to tell you he changed. And
you know, gifts like a brand new jacket or anything. And I said, wow, you know, I was so naive. I was so young. And so...
But I just applaud you that you're real strong to that and telling people what's going on. So.
Yeah, and I think we need to do that. It's time that a person started saying, that's not right. What you're doing is not right, and what you're keeping a secret is not right. It's not good for the children. If they're, because I'm a survivor of a child that's being violated, and I'm a child advocate. I detest people who violate children. I'm ready to, like, you do not do that, you're going to go to jail, I'm going to call the cops. If I see, I have no room for
pity.
It's time we started saying no. No, 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 enough is enough. And this is a healthy life I want to live. I'm healthy mentally, spiritually, psychologically, and I will not tolerate that. If I, even nowadays, I could recognize my mom. I have some mom characteristics. She used to scold children. When they're getting into trouble, or you're going to hurt it. And now I see myself, even right now, if I hear somebody cussing, I said, no, you do not do that. I do not like that. This, it's about time we start speaking up.
During a challenging time, what do you do for strength?
I go to a place where healthy people are.
In Barrow, where is it?
Or at the church.
At the church.
Or go to a healthy environment. Play cards.
Maybe we should teach the class how to play
snurf. We gotta do that before I leave. We need to play snurf.
That'd be funny.
I want to have a snurf game. I really do. So before I leave, I want to do that. But that's the first thing when I came in here. The table's too
small for snooch.
That's I love to do that.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna be on the floor. This is good.
Yeah.
For four people, I think.
Yeah. Or in the classroom, we'll get the table.
Yeah, over at the Eileen McLean. I was so honored that they named that place after Eileen McLean. I was just remembering her. Very strong. She didn't stay.
What?
She was a role model for everybody. She stuck it out.
Is there any specific prayers you say?
To keep my children safe.
Yeah.
My children safe, and to have the spirit protect us, to pray against the evil forces in this world, to have the blood of Jesus surround us so that no harm can come to us. Just, you know, something to protect us.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse?
I have a lot of favorite Bible. I remember when I was in a domestic violence situation, it lit up, just like it had a light on that. It says, God wants us to live in peace. Right now, I don't know where I can find it, but that's when I decided I want to live in peace. I don't want to be beaten up anymore. I want to live in peace. And it, you know, like, wow, it looked like it lit up, that verse. So I get a lot of strength from my
Bible. Yeah.
I memorize, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, or the Lord's Prayer, or there are several that I have memorized. And I remember walking, I was working in a active women in crisis as a shelter advocate, and I worked from 4 to 12, and I had to walk every night. I didn't have any money for cab fare, and I used to walk, and I got scared, but seems like God gave me this verse, the Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? And it's been stuck with me, and I never got scared anymore. I started looking at the stars and enjoying walking at night. So, and I've been in this world, and the only thing that really helps me is being spiritual. And there's a big difference. I've been in the religion, being prejudiced and yelling at people to straighten up. That's not the way to live. I've learned the whole, being balanced. Being balanced. I go to church. I don't do it in excess, but I do believe in God. And I face nerves. I go to different places and for events, activities, and I sew, and I learn how to say no. I don't have time to babysit. I'm having adult time. Learning how to say no, keeping in balance. And the elders who taught us to be kind and to help others and to share and to be respectful. But in the back, values. When I saw the values of different places, I said, wow. That poster, poster that Esther gave me, I just like, wow. You learn from that area and, you know.
Yeah.
So. That's...
Do you know how to make octopus? Who taught you how to make octopus?
Mom, yeah. I've seen her make it, and I get patterns from... Not, I didn't have any patterns, but it was such a special feeling when I got patterns from my sister, the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a sewing circle to share. Mm-hmm. I have lots of different size patterns.
Nice.
Bring your newspapers or old sheets or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you could copy my patterns.
Nice. My mom makes it cooks.
Yeah. And I remember making...
But I wouldn't mind getting a pattern.
Good.
Yeah.
I remember making one, and it's all spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
There was this couple that became ministers in our church, and you know, you have that gift.
Mm-hmm.
When something comes to you,
mm-hmm.
into your mind, you do it. And that's what I did. I was going to make a snowshoe articulate for
mm-hmm.
that lady,
mm-hmm.
Willa Roque. I remember starting it, and I really enjoyed making it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally, because she's big,
mm-hmm.
she's big.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally got done with it,
mm-hmm.
and I put it on, mm-hmm. the sleeves could touch the the sleeves could touch the... I have a picture of it. Oh, no! I made the sleeves so long! So I adjusted
mm-hmm.
them, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
So everything, even sewing or Eskimo dancing or learning, mm-hmm. going to college, it's all divinely designed. It's all spiritual.
So who taught, I mean, what else do you sew?
I'm making a jacket.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
A parking?
Velvety.
Oh, wow.
It's easy. That
yeah.
part is easy. I'm doing only the flowers, white. Black velvet in, and just put white flowers on.
You always do suntan knots too, no? Or
no, I need to learn to do that.
I have that kind of my parkie.
Mm.
It's real long. My mom made it really long.
That's good.
No.
I remember having a really long, I deliberately made it long because
mm-hmm.
it was so cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so warm.
Actually, no, my other parkie was like that. It had that kind of fur. But mine, the white fox, white wolf,
mm.
or white fox, something like that. It's really pretty. It's in Kotzebue.
What's it doing in Kotzebue?
I left it, I know.
Mom, please send it to me.
I know.
It's getting cold.
I know, I was thinking about it because that jacket only goes up to here.
Yeah.
And then out and comes up here. So.
The perfect for this weather.
I know. It's not windproof though. I always tell her and tease her that she cheated.
Why?
Because she went to Burlington Coat Factory and get a liner, and she just put material over it. But it's really pretty and I really like it.
Oh.
But I still always say. So she's going to get a material and put it in between the
Jansel light.
Yeah.
The best lining to have is when you have that both sides are covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way. Best kind, because I had a jacket like that
mm-hmm.
and very windproof.
Like this off? Like this kind?
This kind, but it's like on both
yeah,
sides.
Yeah.
And there's Jansel light inside.
Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah.
what mom usually does, but she made it real fast, so...
And there's very thick,
mm-hmm.
It depends on what kind you want.
Mm-hmm.
The thick ones could be for the little kids,
yeah.
where they are warmer,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense for us, like, medium. There's 12 ounces, 6 ounces,
mm-hmm.
4 ounces. depends on the thickness of that lining.
Yeah.
Chancel lining.
Yeah. And anything else you want to share with me?
Keep going.
Keep
don't
going.
Give up.
Words of advice?
Yeah, don't give up. When you get burned out, learn to rest.
Right.
Don't go with a crowd. If you're going to go out drinking or doing drugs, mm-hmm. don't do it. Just say, I'm tired, I'm going to go home and go to sleep and rest. And keep going to school until you get your degree.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're so lucky. You're young! The potential! Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
You could too.
I know! Emily Brown did it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not me? I've been thinking about it. But there's a calling. You know,
mm-hmm.
each of us have a calling.
Who's this in the picture?
That's my uncle, Uncle Isaac.
And
Mary S. and their oldest daughter.
Mm.
Big family.
Yeah.
Our mom and his. Her siblings are 9, and they all grew old together. It was so beautiful to see them to get elderly together.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
3.
3?
Mm-hmm. Oldest is Earl, Andrew, and then Bernice is the youngest. I have 5 grandchildren.
Wow.
Alan, Jonathan, Daisy, Rhoda, Marjorie and Trevor Jordan.
Nice.
Yeah. Family is very important also. Keep in touch. Keep in touch with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have some family here.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I have an aunt here. I have to go see her. I have to call her.
How old is she?
Going on. Oh, she just turned 76.
Wow.
I know. I need to be with her. I want to be with her. So family is very, very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom's side, the family is so big.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
My dad was too, but they passed away and didn't have me early.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that sickness that was going around. The flu and stuff.
Yeah, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tuesday, it's going to be about Eskimo dancing.
Yeah.
So bring your...
I have to cook.
Boogie gloves. I joke. Go boogie, I joke.
I need to make me some...
Oh, just regular gloves. It's
good.
Just, for some reason, it feels like I'm... I shouldn't say this, but I feel like I'm naked without gloves,
mm-hmm.
dancing without
mm-hmm.
gloves.
Yeah.
So I think look too, yeah, that's good. And I'm going to try and ask Russell if he could come over and play for us. I mean the drums.
Yeah.
Do the drumming for us. It should be fun. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay.